Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Farming is grueling enough. Figuring out how to get your product distributed to a wide market area can be an even bigger task. Melissa Passanen, a freelance journalist and contributor to the food section of 7 Days, is here to tell us about someone who is helping farmers do just that. Melissa, it's great to have you back at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you so much for having me, Rick.
The company is Myers Produce, run by Annie Myers. She has a really diverse background in restaurants and farming.
Yes, she does. And that's, I think, what makes her so perfect and so great at what she's doing. She's 31, and she came originally from New York. She spent her teenage years in Brooklyn and went to NYU, created her own regional food systems major before that was a thing, and then ended up working for very high-end restaurants in New York City, Michelin-starred chef April Bloomfield, the restaurants she co-owns, the Spotted Pig, the Breslin, the John Dory Oyster Bar. She worked as what they call a forager, which is not kind of the wildcrafting term that we know of, but sort of finding and sourcing ingredients for the restaurants. So as she put it, she would bike around between all of the green markets in New York City looking for like the freshest, most beautiful, most unique things and then bring those back to the chefs at the restaurants. She said it was super intense and also a very privileged place to be, obviously. And after about a year at that, she decided she wanted to go actually work for one of the farms she had been buying from. So she went down to Pennsylvania and worked there for a little while.
How did she wind up in Vermont?
So she loved farming. She wanted to keep doing it year-round, and that farm, as many vegetable farms are, was really just a summer, fall, maybe spring, right? Getting everything going. And she was looking for somewhere in the Northeast that had more of a year-round business. And she stumbled upon Pete's Greens in Craftsbury in the Northeast Kingdom. And so she moved up there in 2010.
What is Myers Produce doing exactly?
So basically, they are a marketing, sales, and distribution service working with small to medium farms around the New England area, Northeast, mostly Vermont and Western Mass, and getting that food into major accounts ranging from high-end restaurants to corporate chefs in the big city and also some retail outlets in Boston and New York. They pick up from most of the farms, actually, and they handle everything. They do some warehousing in Hadley, Mass., and also in Hardwick, Vermont. And really, what Annie said is she'd been thinking, having worked for both the restaurants and working in food systems with her undergraduate degree, and then working for farms, she recognized that there was a big leap between selling to the local co-op and selling to something like Whole Foods. But what is there, and how do you get into there when you're a small food producer?
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. With me today is food writer Melissa Passanen, and we're talking about Myers Produce. Melissa, what did you learn from riding along with Annie's crew?
Well, one thing I learned is that I don't like to get up early. They start at like the crack of dawn in New York City, delivering, you know, like 25 to 30 stops on an early Monday morning. It happened to be still winter there when I did this a few months ago, but obviously it's not winter now. So I rode with two of Annie's crew who are based out of New York, Manny Maya and Amanda Burakowski. And we went everywhere from Cafe Luxembourg on the Upper West Side, very sort of French bistro brasserie type place, to like tiny little sort of jewel box New York Times critic pick restaurant in the Lower Manhattan, and Hausmann, a restaurant that I'd actually been to in Lower Manhattan, which is amazing. And I was so excited to do that. And Dean and DeLuca, which is like very high profile, sort of early in the gastronomic retail store chains. And it was so cool to see like carrots from Pete's Greens in Craftsbury and flats of tomatoes from Longwind Farm in East Thetford and potatoes from Hooley Flats and Callis go to these restaurants.
Why are farmers and chefs interested in what Myers Produce is doing?
One of the reasons that Annie thought this business had legs was chefs, friends of hers from the city who she stayed in touch with, would text her and they'd say, I would drive up to Pete's for what you just posted on Instagram and a photo. So she was like, huh, how can I get this to them? You know, she said there's real value to the smaller, medium-sized farmers and producers that need to get their work and their produce farther away, like Tim Hughes Muse, who's co-owner of Laughing Child Farm in Paulette, which specializes in sweet potatoes. You know, he said, around where we live, there are maybe 5,000 people. You know, how many sweet potatoes are they going to eat? You know, there are more than 8 million people in New York City. He said, it allows us to go where the people are. And Bill Shore, who's owner and orchardist of Champlain Orchards in Shoreham, he spoke to Annie's really unique combination of skills. Like, she knows how the chefs work. She knows how the farmers work. And then on the chef's side, a nice little touch was that Michael Navarette, who's the executive chef of Café Luxembourg that I mentioned, he's actually from Proctor. And he went to NECI, New England Culinary Institute, and he knew that Vermont had great stuff, but he didn't really know how to get it at the scale and with the reliability that he needed. And Annie's been able to deliver that. And larger customers, like a regional chain of what they call fast, fresh, casual restaurants called Dig In. They have 19 locations in New York City and Boston. So Annie was able to place many of the products that have a little bit more volume in somewhere like that, which can be a huge deal.
Annie got the business started with a used truck 4 years ago. So how's it grown since then?
So now she has 3 trucks and she knows how to drive them. That was so funny. Anyone who knows folks who grew up in New York City knows that learning how to drive is not a big thing there. So she actually didn't know how to drive till she was 24. And now she proudly says she can drive a truck into New York City, which is not for the faint of heart. Anyway, so she has 3 trucks, 10 employees. They're servicing about 150 regularly active accounts with a roster of about 50 to 60 suppliers. In 2017, the business purchased $1.4 million worth of vegetables, fruit, other regionally made products. Close to a million of that was from Vermont farmers and producers. She's expanding a little bit to Rhode Island. She was just starting with a Vermont warehouse when I interviewed her in Hardwick in the spring, and that's really ramping up. They're going to be picking up from more Vermont producers. And last year, the total growth was about 50%, and she anticipates, and I'm guessing this is conservative, but she anticipates 35% growth on top of that this year.
Melissa Passanen is a freelance journalist and contributor to the food section of 7 Days. Melissa, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
So fun to be here, Rick.